Well, my next guest is out with his latest. We'll dub him a master historian, award-winning New York Times best-selling author. We've spoken before, his latest, In the Heart of the Sea and Mayflower. Now he brings his talents to a surprising account of the middle years of the American Revolution and the tragic relationship between George Washington and Benedict Arnold. Let's take you back to that piece of history. The book is out. George Washington, Benedict Arnold, and the Fate of the American Revolution. Valiant Ambition, the title. Thank you, Nathaniel Philbrick, for joining us. Good morning.
It's great to be back.
So the title of the book is Valiant Ambition, and I love the front cover.
Well, thank you. The title comes from Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, when Brutus says of Caesar, "As he was valiant, I honor him. As he was ambitious, I slew him." And and that's kind of the operative mode that's going throughout the book.
That's great. Well, let's talk again. You no stranger to writing on these times of history. Bring us back to this time. What your book is described as a complex, controversial, and dramatic portrait of a people in crisis, Nathaniel.
Well, it begins in the summer of 1776. Washington is at New York. The British have mounted this huge invasionary force to end the revolution. Washington suffers reversal after reversal, has to flee New York, and is ultimately making his way across New Jersey with having lost three-quarters of his army, and it's not looking good. Meanwhile, Arnold is up to the north fighting this brilliant naval battle on Lake Champlain, the Battle of Valcour Island, that stops the British from taking Fort Ticonderoga and arguably saves America from being defeated by Britain in almost the first year of the war. And so the book takes the man destined to be the one person who can hold America together, Washington, at his lowest, and with Arnold, the man who's destined to try to pull that apart at his highest, and follows what happens for the next 4 years as Washington emerges as this consummate leader, and Arnold becomes increasingly embittered by not being recognized by the American people. He gets terribly injured and ultimately decides it's his fate to turn traitor.
Let's talk on even more specifics. I know Congress during the Revolutionary War was a dysfunctional governing body that was driven by the same self-righteous opportunities that plagues sometimes leaders of yesteryear and today. Why was this?
Yeah, well, Congress didn't really have the power to effectively lead the country. There was no executive branch in government at this point. They didn't have the power to tax the American people directly. The only way they could raise money was to print money. And this worked for the first few years, but inevitably, as that money crashed in value, Congress had no effective way of funding the war. And the Continental Army didn't have the clothes it needed, the weapons. And things were just basically falling apart. And instead of focusing on the issues that needed to be attended to, they were putting much more energy into squabbling. And this reflected what was happening in America at large. Instead of fighting Great Britain, we were fighting ourselves in a kind of civil war that I think most Americans are not aware of that had gripped America. The large areas surrounding British-occupied New York were what known as the neutral ground, where neither army held sway, and gangs of patriots and gangs of loyalists would fight it out. By 1780, it looked like everything was winding down, and if Washington should somehow win the war, there wouldn't be a country left to win it. And so the Continental Congress was, trying in ways, but was really just largely dysfunctional. And this contributed to Arnold's decision that, this country had lost its way, and that it was time for the British to come in and bring things back to the way they had once been.
The book is Valiant Ambition, George Washington, Benedict Arnold, and the Fate of the American Revolution. Benedict Arnold, I understand, suffered a debilitating injury at the Battle of Saratoga on October 7th, 1777. What's up with this?
Yeah, this was one of the great victories of the war. And it would ultimately bring France in on our side, which is an absolutely key thing. And Arnold was in underappreciated by his commanding officer, Horatio Gates, who feared that Arnold would steal his thunder in the Battle of Saratoga. And in fact, Arnold was dismissed from the army prior to the last climactic battle. This did not prevent Arnold from taking the field, however, and even though there were no soldiers directly under his command, he was a tremendously charismatic figure, and soldiers just followed him pretty much anywhere. And toward the end of the battle, he saw a way to end it. There was a British redoubt that he charged through in the rear sally port, the rear entrance, and he was on his horse waving his sword. I ordered people to surrender. A German soldier raised his musket, fired. It fractured his left leg, and the musket ball killed his horse, which collapsed on top of the multiple fractures of his leg. And he turned to one of his old friends who came to his side and said, "I wish the musket ball had gone through my heart." I mean, it was just, you know, he was so frustrated, angry, and sad. He would be bedridden for months, his leg in a fracture box. Ultimately, his leg would be 2 inches shorter than the other one. He couldn't walk for more than a year, couldn't ride a horse for several years. And this began his gradual decline into bitterness and ultimately treason.
What's another fact we need to know with my final question to you, Nathaniel?
Well, you know, ultimately this comes down to character, the story. Arnold was passionate, but he couldn't control those passions. He was unable, finally, to see beyond the immediate needs of his character. Washington, on the other hand, had those passions, but he realized they had to be controlled. And I think that's the ultimate difference between the two of them. And Arnold's life would end in tragedy. Washington, although he had to deal with all sorts of problems, ultimately would be the one person to hold it all together and be the one that created America. And so that's what this book is about. It's really a study in character.
Written by you, Valiant Ambition, the title. Nathaniel, how do we find out more information?
You can go to my website, nathanielfilbrick.com, and you can also follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
That's the world in which we live. We'll speak again, authoring Mayflower, In the Heart of the Sea, and now Valiant Ambition. Thanks for taking us back to history.
It's been great to talk to you.